USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The death toll from Western wildfires is nearing 40, with most of those deaths in California. But 8 people are dead and dozens are missing in Oregon as well. Officials there say 50 people are unaccounted for, 22 of them confirmed as missing. President Trump viewed some of the fire devastation in California yesterday and called for better forest management to reduce the risk of fires. Hurricane Sally heading towards landfall on the Gulf Coast, although it's weakened from a Category 2 storm to a Cat 1. But still, millions are at risk from storm surge and flooding. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards.
I submitted a request for a pre-landfall emergency declaration to the White House. That declaration has been signed by the president.
Forecasters say some parts of the Gulf Coast could get 20 to even 30 inches of rain from the storm. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you interested in making $10, $20, even $40,000 a month flipping houses? Then listen to this exciting opportunity. Jeremy Isles and Tony Rosenblum, founders of High Impact Outcomes, are ready to show you how they have helped first-time investors flip hundreds of houses in 39 states for substantial profits. What's their secret, you ask? Just text HURRY to 72000 right now, and they'll send you a free copy of their 40K Formula Flip Kit. See how using their innovative strategies with the right internet search tools can help you create off-market deals. That real Realtors and other investors don't even know existed. Text HURRY to 72000 now to get your free 40K Formula Flip Kit and get ready to see how fast you can receive your first or next real estate paycheck. Text HURRY to 72000 right now to get your 40K Formula Flip Kit plus free tickets to a live interactive online training class. Text HURRY to 72000. That's text HURRY to 72000 for your free 40K Flip Kit now. They can't wait to see you there. Individual results may vary.
A marina packed in Harrison Township, Michigan last night for a re-election rally for President Trump, where his son Donald Jr. addressed the crowd and Kid Rock performed. A Trump supporter, Tom Kennedy, was there.
I could actually sit down with Donald Trump today and have a beer, and he wouldn't make me feel uncomfortable.
A federal judge ends protections for some foreigners who've been legally working in the U.S. Here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
A U.S. appeals court decided President Donald Trump can phase out protections for hundreds of thousands of families that have been living and working legally in the United States for many decades. The 2-1 ruling by the California-based Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals lifted a block of Trump's ending of the temporary protected status for more than 300,000 individuals. The administration could expel from the country people from Sudan, Nicaragua, and Haiti as early as March 2021, and El Salvadorians by November of 2021.
USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Japan's starting to take the topic of UFOs more seriously, as the Japanese defense minister laid out some instructions yesterday for what that country's self-defense forces should do in the event of a major close encounter. The SDF, which is charged with protecting Japan's airspace, now under orders to record any such aerial phenomenon that may potentially pose a threat to its national security so they can be carefully analyzed. The instructions follow a meeting with the U.S. Defense Chief Mark Esper recently, where that issue was brought up as a potential new area of Japan-U.S. security cooperation. We told you earlier that the president's elder son, Don Jr., spoke at one Trump campaign rally yesterday. Well, the president appeared himself at one in Phoenix, Arizona, and accused Joe Biden of selling out the Hispanic American community for decades. In Phoenix, the president claimed that the former vice president sent jobs over to China and raised taxes for Latinos. Trump then praised the tax cuts passed during his tenure, which he said have helped Americans and helped establish opportunity zones. A new poll does show the president is trailing Biden by 10 points in Arizona. And today's Apple new product reveal will mark the first time that the tech giant won't roll out its new stuff in front of an adoring audience. Instead, the event will be live streamed on Apple's website YouTube channel. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.